globally, not just in Honduras. Yep, go ahead. The video is kind of like in a Australian English, so it's also got the subtitles at the bottom.
Word of Life's mission has been to reach young people with the good news of Jesus Christ. What began with street corner preaching and a passion for sharing the gospel has blossomed into a global ministry of discipleship training centers, camps, and Bible institutes. As amazing as our journey has been from the first day until now, we believe that God's greatest work in this ministry is not behind us, but ahead of us. However, the world as we know it is changing. We are connected, but lonely. Informed, but anxious. Now, more than ever, young people are hurting, confused, and searching for answers. Our world is increasingly resistant to absolute truth. When personal truths abound, chaos and division follow. As Christ followers, our mission is to come together with our varied cultures, talents, gifts, and passions to bring the life-changing power of the gospel to a lost and troubled generation. We believe that the answers young people are looking for are found in God's word. So we preach the truth of the Bible without apology, because scripture is the foundation of all we do. We believe that it is our responsibility to reach our generation for Christ. And therefore we go from Ghana to Greece, from Brazil to Japan. We believe that we are called and commissioned as one to reach a constantly shifting culture with biblical truth that never changes. We believe that God can use 1 week of camp to change a life, one life to change a family to change a community, and one community to change a nation. This drives us to create faith-defining experiences that challenge, equip, and train young people to choose action over apathy. The next generation is often labeled as hopeless, isolated, and broken. But by the grace of God, we believe that we will see young people rise in unison to forge gospel-driven relationships that bridge cultures and continents. We believe that God will continue his work until one day people of every tribe, tongue, and nation rejoice around his throne. Anticipating this future reality, we will continue to carry the word of God throughout the world. One vision, one voice, one mission, because we believe.
So that's just a little bit of what Word of Life believes. It's a ministry that started a long time ago in New York. So Jack Wilson was the founder of the ministry, and he has passed away now.
There's one simple hearing tag anyone can use to improve their hearing almost overnight. Did you know that hearing impairments have nothing to do with your ears? The ears are nothing more than a microphone to the part of the brain responsible for your hearing. Here's the problem. No matter what type of hearing aid you use or what treatments you try.
That's okay. We'll get it switched back over in just a minute. So we live in a pretty small country, but it's really beautiful as well. We have some of the best coffee in the world, actually. So on the table outside, you know, whenever you guys are leaving, we actually have the coffee pot made with Honduran coffee, so you can try some before you leave. So you can try some from there. It is a country that has a lot of need as well. So we want to just kind of share a little bit about the general information about the country. So that's us there as a family there at the Word of Life camp. So we believe that God has called us there to serve in Honduras. until the Lord decides something else for us. So as you can see, it's the it's a very small country. The little red spot there in the middle of the Americas. But they call it the heart of the Americas because of it being right in the center. No. Okay, now we're getting going. So this year, Word of Life Honduras has their 25th anniversary this year. So 25 years ago, the ministry began in Honduras. So this year has been a really great year because we've had a lot of celebrations, a lot of different activities because of the anniversary year. But it's really cool to look back and see what God has done in 25 years. So this part is also in English. So this is just some pictures from camp in the background that you'll see from some of the students at the campfires and things like that, that the idea is giving hope. So these are just a few statistics of Honduras. It's a very interesting population because it's very young. So you'll see that on the chart there that 26% of the total population are children from newborn to 12 years old. 42% are young people between 13 and 34 years old.
Es un país muy joven.
So it's a very, very young country.
Hay mucha juventud.
There's a lot of young people across the whole nation there. But unfortunately, the young people are very lost as well there. So there's a lot to do to be able to reach the teens that are in Honduras. And then 32% are also the adults older than, and then 34. A few more statistics that we can share. It says that Honduras has the highest birth rate in Central America with 137 births per 1,000 women ages 15 to 19. So it's quite drastic. That statistic is quite drastic with the amount of young girls that are having kids there. The next is in 2002, with a total of 233 suicides across the nation, 51% of them were between ages 19 to 39. 23 cases were individuals from 6 to 18 years old. So we do have a very young population. But these young people are making really, really bad decisions as well. So that's why we have the urgency of sharing the gospel with them. And then the last one says, in 2002, the death of children and young people in Honduras represented 39.5% of all homicides. Unfortunately, Honduras is known to be a very dangerous country to be in. In some of the specific areas because of gangs or because of a lot of violence in the country. So because of all of those statistics that we shared with you, we wanted to share with the vision of the ministry, which is the evangelization and discipleship of teens through diverse methods such as camps and things like that, through the Holy Scriptures to edify and strengthen the church. So that's the two pillars, the evangelizing and discipleship. And so each church needs to be doing those two things, evangelizing and discipling, to make the church grow constantly. And that is something that's really like vital to our ministry, and we believe that that's like the main purpose of what we're doing, to be able to help the churches in Honduras complete their mission. So these are just a little bit of values as well. This is what we hope for, to see the transformed teens, restored families, and enriched ministries. And so that our desire is not only just to reach the teens through discipleship and evangelizing, but also that their families would be transformed, which will transform the communities, like the video said. So these are just a few areas of what we do in ministry. With the local church ministry, which is the Bible clubs, which I guess here would be more like the youth groups. So working with the youth groups, like the programs and stuff they have. The camps as well, and we have the camp property, the conferences that we hold for different groups of leaders as well as others, mission trips, the leadership training center, sports activities, and the medical brigades that we receive into the country. So the two of us are in charge of organizing all of the mission trips that come in. So we're kind of in charge of whenever we receive American teams coming into the country, to help organize and work with them more directly. So this year already we've had 3 teams that have been in Honduras. So alongside of them, we've been able to do a whole lot of things that they've kind of opened up the doors for us to do in Honduras. In October of this year, we have a medical team coming in. And they're from Wisconsin, actually, and a few from Pennsylvania, too. And then in December, we'll have one last group that's going to be doing some ministry projects there as well. So this is the vision that we have as a ministry, to be the best strategic partner for the local churches in Honduras. So Word of Life is a ministry that works with the churches. So we really want to be the best partner alongside of them to be able to help them to reach the teens. So we're not alone. So we work alongside of them so that we can be partnering with them, so that we're not alone and they're not alone either in their ministries. So thankfully it's not just the two of us. We're not by ourselves, but we have a group of a little over 20 people. So this is our team here that you can see. So we have a few from Bolivia and Argentina. And then the majority of them are Hondurans on our team. And then me from here. But it's a wonderful team to be able to serve with them, to be able to reach the teens of Honduras. So this is the team from Word of Life. So we just want to share with a little bit about like a few projects that we're working on right now. So that you guys can be praying about that. So in June, in June of this year, we had a group that came from Woodstock in Georgia. So alongside of them, we had the opportunity to go to an orphanage and to be with them for a morning. So as you can see in the picture, this orphanage has more than about 50 kids, roughly. And there's about 14 of them that are like teen years. So these kids don't have parents. Or maybe their parents are alive, but they have been taken out of their homes for whatever reason, for their own safety.
Por los adolescentes.
So we got to spend some time with them that morning, and it really was laid heavy on my heart to help these kids there, to help the teens specifically, the 14 of them. So at least in June of this year, there were 14 teens there. That could change because of the changing dynamics of the orphanage, but in June there were 14 of them. And so in January, as a ministry of Word of Life, we have our camp season all of January. So the camp season is like one of the strongest the camp seasons there and everything, one of our busiest times. So my desire personally is to be able to take those 14 of the older ones, to be able to take them to camp. So the camp has a cost. So for the 14 teens, camp is about $70 per person for an entire week, actually. So comparably, that's quite drastically different from, you know, going to camp here in the States. But for one of them to go, their whole cost would be about $70 for the whole week of camp. So we just ask that you would pray for that. And so if you guys also want to be part of that project, to be able to send one of the kids to camp or and to be helped in any way, you can just come talk to us at the table outside, and we would love to show you about how we can make that happen. And so our deepest desire is to take those 14 kids to camp that week in January. And our second project that we have right now. So this year, God gave me the opportunity to start my master's online in Dallas Theological Seminary. I studied at Word of Life Argentina. But when I finished even my 4 years at the Bible Institute, I realized I needed to study more. Like, I need to know more. I couldn't just stay where I was at, but I needed to continue learning and growing. And then we got married. My wife also wanted to take some time to study as well. So I started my study a few years ago and finished as well this year. So I finished through Clark Summit University just a couple months ago. So I knew whenever she finished, it was my turn that I needed to start. So I was praying for some place to be able to study. So I started investigating a little bit more about the seminary at Dallas. So you probably heard about the excellent education that they have at Dallas. And I really, it was a deep desire in my heart to be able to study there rather than some of the other options we had looked at. So in spring of this year, I started my first semester. And that's where we're going now. So I really enjoy being able to be able to keep learning and keep growing more. But we want it to not just be information, you know, like filling my head. But we also want to see how this information and how this learning process can also help the churches that we're serving. Like for tuition as well, which is where he's taking online classes. So that's the title of the master's program, is the Master of Arts in Christian Education. So if with the rate we're going at, you know, he could probably finish in about four to five years. So the tuition for each class is $210 per class. So we're really thankful because the seminary at Dallas gave us a scholarship. So even with a scholarship, that's the price that they brought it down to, is $210 per class. So if not, you know, it would be even a whole lot more. But we just ask you, you know, to pray for that as well. And we just ask that, you know, that it would be a really valuable time, a really time that I can enjoy and learn more. So before we just share a short little passage with you, we just ask you to pray for us. Pray for our support. Pray also for the opportunities that we have within the ministry. So we've been involved in, you know, really working with the teens and discipling the leaders in the churches, as well as the rest of the activities that we do within the ministry. So we also have our own local church that's apart from the ministry that we help and serve there as well. So just pray for our wisdom as well, as we're, you know, learning to be parents and with a toddler. You know, so it's a learning process for sure, to be able to learn how to be good parents that can lead him to Christ. It's really just depending completely on the Lord, so that we can guide Santiago in the best way possible in the Lord. So I wanted to share with you a quick passage in Philippians chapter 1. So we're going to read the first five verses. Okay. So Philippians 1:1-5. It says, Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, to all God's holy people in Christ Jesus at Philippi, together with the overseers and deacons, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God every time I remember you and all my prayers for all of you. And I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. So even within these first five verses, we find like an attitude of thanksgiving from Paul. So he is writing to this Philippian church. On his second mission trip, he established this church there. So he writes this letter now with just an incredible and deep love for these people. He, at this point, was in the jail at Rome. And even like amongst the circumstances that he was living in jail, he wrote this letter just full of love for these people. So this letter is quite interesting. So you can see throughout this letter that this was a church that was like very active, that they were serving other people and loving other people well. And so in two different occasions, they had been part of Paul's ministry financially as well, helping him. So at least twice, you know, they had been part of Paul's ministry whenever he wrote this letter.
Una tercera ocasión de cómo Epafrodito
va a ser complicado mencionárselo. lleva una ofrenda parte de la iglesia a Pablo.
So you can see later on that there's like a third time that the Philippian church was supporting them through one of the people there.
It's open, you know. Amor práctico, buscaba la manera de cómo ese amor fuera práctico.
So they were just looking for ways that their love could be practical to the people.
Pero me quiero detener en el versículo
5. But I just want to stop here in verse 5.
Lo quiero leer de vuelta.
So I'll read it again for you. It says, because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now.
Versículo 5 dice que la participación de esta iglesia con Pablo era en el evangelio.
So the first part of this is that their partnership with Paul was through the gospel.
El compañerismo que tenía la iglesia juntamente con Pablo era en el evangelio.
So the partnership that they had between Paul and the church was because of the gospel.
No era una simple amistad.
It wasn't just a casual friendship.
Eran compañeros del evangelio.
And they were partners in the gospel.
Y esta iglesia participaba en el evangelio.
And this church was participating in the gospel message.
La razón específica por la que Pablo escribe acción de gracia es por la participación de esta iglesia en la extensión del evangelio.
So the reason that Paul was writing this letter full of thankfulness was because of their participation in the gospel message that he was sharing with others.
Esta iglesia tenía claro que el evangelio debía de avanzar en todas partes.
So they knew that the gospel would continue spreading throughout all parts of the world.
Y que ellos podían ser parte activa en la en esa participación.
And they knew that they could have an active part in that.
Y así que iba más allá de tener una buena relación con Pablo.
So it went so much farther than just having a good relationship with Paul.
O tener amor hacia Pablo.
Or just, you know, having a close relationship, like a deep love for Paul.
Yo entiendo, al leer este pasaje, entiendo que la iglesia comprendía que su participación podía incluir tres cosas.
So in this, through this letter, you can also see that the church, they understood that they could like participate in the gospel spreading in three different ways. In first place,
la asistencia financiera.
Their financial support, their assistance.
Esta iglesia entendía que con los recursos que Dios ponía a disposición para ellos, podían llegar a más lugares.
So they realized that through the means that they had in within their church and their congregation, it could go so much farther than just themselves.
Podían alcanzar más personas.
They could reach other people
a través del ministerio de Pablo.
Through Paul's ministry as well.
Y que la parte económica era importante.
And the financial part was also important.
Por eso ya en tres ocasiones habían sido parte del ministerio de Pablo en una manera económica.
So at least three times we can see throughout this letter that they were part of Paul's ministry financially as well.
Y ustedes como iglesia son parte de nuestro ministerio.
And you guys as a church are part of our ministry in Honduras as well in that way.
Y la verdad es que damos gracias por ello.
And we're really, really thankful for that.
Pero así como esta iglesia entendía claramente que eran compañeros y participaban en el avance del evangelio.
So just like this church understood that they were participating in helping advance the gospel.
Que podamos tener el mismo corazón.
We hope that you guys, as well as us, have that same heart.
La misma visión.
The same vision as well.
En segundo lugar.
In second place.
El apoyo en oración.
The prayer support.
Pablo descansaba completamente al saber que tenía una iglesia que oraba por él.
So Paul could have a complete rest because he knew that there was a church that was supporting him through prayer.
Realmente era importante que una iglesia le sostenía ahí en oración.
It was very important that he had a church that was supporting him through prayer.
Porque esta oración era constante, era perseverante.
It was a persistent and constant prayer.
Pero también la oración era dirigida a que el evangelio avanzara.
But also their prayer was that the gospel would continue to advance in more places.
Iglesia, gracias por orar por nosotros.
And so we want to thank you guys as a church. Thank you for praying for us.
Síganlo haciendo.
Please keep doing it too.
Porque lo
necesitamos. Because we really do need it.
Pero no solamente oren por nosotros.
Not just praying for us.
Oren para que el evangelio en Honduras siga avanzando.
But pray for the country of Honduras that the gospel would continue thriving there.
Claro, que Dios nos use para poder llevar el evangelio a más personas.
And God has been using us to be able to take the gospel to more people.
Pero que su corazón esté en orar para que el evangelio
But we just ask that you would pray that the gospel and message would keep going out through many people in this country. And then the third place. And then it's the genuine understanding of the extension of the gospel message. So this church, we believe that they really had a clear understanding of the Great Commission. They understood that each member had to be part of the Great Commission. If they were, going somewhere, or through their prayers, or through their financial gifts. But they had it clear in their mind that in any of those three ways, they were being part of the ministry that God was doing through Paul. Even though Paul was in jail at this point. But even there, whenever Paul was in jail, he was still doing ministry. Throughout the Bible, we can see that they said that many people would go visit Paul whenever he was in jail. So he had a ministry even there. And that ministry even there had to be supported. Financially. Through prayer. But also having a church supporting them, that supporting him in jail, and knowing that they fully understood the gospel, the expansion of the gospel. So, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, this morning, maybe not all of you are called to go to a different place. But maybe you can pray. And that's being part of the missions as well. And so all of what's going on in Honduras is a country. So if you're praying for us and for Honduras, you can be part of this. You can feel the same joy that we feel whenever we talk about the ministry. So when a Honduran hears the gospel message and receives Christ as Savior, you have been part of that as well. So you can feel that same joy that we feel whenever those things happen. And maybe, you can be part through your financial support as well. You might say, I can't go. Maybe because of my age or whatever condition you might be living in. But I can give. And with your gifts, with your donations, you can have it clear in your mind that this gift, this donation, is so that the gospel will keep spreading out to more places. So you're part of this as well. And so you're being part of God's work in other places. But it is a commandment of God. When Jesus was in the last moments of his time on earth with his disciples, so in that last phase of in the Great Commission, it said that Jesus commanded them to go to evangelize, but also to make disciples. And all of us should be involved in the Great Commission. As children of God and as believers, it should be in our heart to be able to see more people come to Christ. Is that right? Yeah. So we should be interested as a church to see more and more people come to Christ. So what is going to be your part? So maybe giving, praying, or maybe even going. You might say, hey, I can go to Honduras. Let's go. There's a lot to do there. And you guys are welcome to come anytime that you want. But whatever your part is, I want to encourage you this morning so that you feel part of what we're doing. So maybe whenever you guys read the updates that we send out,
y usted lo lea,
or whenever you start reading it there, you might see like, oh, some like so many people are being discipled or so many received Christ as their Savior. Whenever you read that, we want you to think, wow, I was part of that. I was part of that as well, because I was praying. Or maybe because as a church, you guys are supporting. And so please feel part of what we're doing, what God is doing in Honduras. So we want to thank you for this time. So outside on the table there, we have some more information about the country as well as our prayer cards. So you guys might have had some of the prayer cards. Somebody showed me one from like a billion years ago. So there's some new ones out there that that you can get there with some updated pictures and information there. But thank you for praying for us. So thank you for your partnership and for being part of what God is doing in the world. So we have a common goal, and that is to share the gospel. And so that the gospel could keep going to even more people. So thank you very much for your support. We love you, and we pray for you guys as well. So this is where my wife grew up, being in this church and growing, so we want to thank you. And we love this church a lot. So let us pray for you then this morning. Dear God, we want to thank you this morning. So thank you because together as a church, we have a mission, and the Great Commission. And that is that more people would come to an understanding of the gospel message. Thank you for the partnership here and for the friendship as well. And because together we can do great things for you in Honduras. Keep giving us more opportunities so that we can go to even more people. And all the fruit is for you, Lord. All the glory is for you as well. And all the honor is for you. We just want to complete what you have called us to do. And I ask you for this church, that you would use this church to reach even more people. Because the United States also needs to hear the gospel message. And this place needs the gospel. So use this church, each member of this church, of each one that's here, that they could share the good news of Jesus. And that we can also see more people coming to the feet of Jesus Christ. We praise you this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. And don't forget to go get your coffee as well on the way. Thank you.